Got a few horrors in the sugya, like a sugya, you know, before I get to the halacha. I'm not sure we'll get to the halacha. So on Ein Dalma Beis, so the Mor says, Kir Mishkan Hecha Havoy. So, the Mor says, Yisus Oilim, how Kershaman Aslah after who? That's the Mor's Lashon. Rashi says, So Rashi doesn't learn the Mor's Kashi is how could it be Chayiv? Could the Zaman Asla Hatter? Rashi the Kashi is simply the Mishnah says Nishnizeh. So, in other words, the Mishnah tells me that the Kosher needs Dafka should be Mekayim. If this is the source for Kosher, how can the Mishnah say you need Mekayim? Because this is the case of not Mekayim. So means Rashi is saying, I'm comfortable telling you that this should be Chayiv. I'm just saying, but it can't be this is the source, because then what's out in the Mishnah? It's possible you read Rashi. In the Gemara and Kufiyat Alpha Mabez, some more says Kesher Gemalim, some more says Ilema Kutra, the Kachi Bis Mama, but Kitra the Kachi Bis Hai Kesher and Shakiyamahu. Right? Rashi over here, Richtig, doesn't say mitzad the Mishnah. He just says the Mor is asking a kash and swara. It's not just kiyama. So it seems to be Rashi's not mafarish one way or the other. I mean, over here, Pasha's the kash is it's not Chakayama, so how could it be Chai? Now, I do want to point out Rashi on the next piece of Gemara on Ein Dalma Beis by Teufer. Teufer Shet Tavir is Feather Kasha Holokaima. So Rashi, Holokaima Hoki, we came with Lokaima, La Malochi. Right? So over there, when the Mor has the kash over there, Rashi says it. It's swore. It's not a malacha. Rashi does not say that. So the chiluk is partial. Over there, the chiluk is physically in mitzias. It doesn't not going to last. The tefira of shei tefira is not going to last. So how can it be a malacha? Over here, it's going to last. That's not the issue. The issue over here is that you have intent to undo it. It's a kersha amanas lahatir. I mean, the cheer is a cheer which will last. You're planning to be mad. And the Mor's kasha isn't. It's not shakayam. The Mor's kasha is it's kersha amanas lahatir. Which means the issue is intent to take it away. Right. The Mor's lesson over here is Keshein Shakayamahu, which is talk interesting because really the Kash of the Mor is the way we're saying should be it's Almanas Lahatir. You're putting it in with intent to take it out. Okay, but you know that's what the Mor means, Shakayam over here. But Rashi over here is saying the Mor Dafka stressed the point. The point isn't that as opposed to the next piece of Gemara where the Kasha was intrinsically it's felt in the Shem Malacha, that's not the problem over here. The problem over here is I'm not problem saying it's a Malacha, but that's not the case in the Mishnah, because that one has not to. Okay, just one horror. Okay, second horror. So the Mor says, Argue Rius. So Rabbi says, Tarat the Kosher, Matam Ikal the Meimar. So, Elam Rabbi, that Shekain Sadi Chaloz and Kosher Matiris. So, you could learn the Gemara that Rabbi's Ella is totally discarding Abaya. Rabbi said to Abaya, Tarat the Kosher, but what's going to be with Matam? And this is not Elam Rabbi. In the Tzadikah Lozen, there were Koshin and Matirin. So Pasha means the Makar is not from the Typha Urias. The Makar is from the Tzadikah Lozen, which are Kosher and Matir. Okay? That's how you learn Pasha. You could learn the Gemara. Or you could learn the Gemara. No. Robert said, Tarat's the Kosher, and I don't have a cash on Kosher, but what's going to be the Matir? So Tzadikah Lozen is a Makar for Matir. But the Makar for Kosher still is Typha Urias. Rashi in the Mishnah Kufin Alpha Bay, Taka says that. The Kosher Matha Kesha Gamashana Tir Lalam, Dumi the Kosher Chute Urias Hanif Sakis. So Rashi says the case of Kosher is the Urias. So it means that the Mor is not being Chaser from the Makor for Kosher from the Urias. The Mor is saying, but that doesn't give you a place a Makor for Matha. So the Makor for Matha is from Sadi Chalos. Second horror. What do you want to do with it? We'll see. Maybe. Okay. Now, in the third point over here, in the Tzarech Halozim, Rashi says, Kershon Matirin. Now, according to Rashi, the Tzarech Halozim, the point is Matirin, not Kershon Matirin, because the Kershon we're learning from Chut Yeriyah still. So Rashi says, Kershon Matirin, Shekol Rashash is a Suyas Ksharim Ksharim. The nature of nets is they're made out of a lot of knots. Vehain Kishrei Kayama. It's a crash. Rashi says the reshes was made. They didn't make the reshes bedafka for the purpose of the Mishkan. Maybe they did. I don't know. But that, we're not starting from that point. The reshes that you made is taka called a kesher shakir. But there's sometimes kilo you realize in the future it's not the right size. So Mela, you're matter and you're kosher. Because if you tell me that the Kher state in Rashi that if you have a kesher which you plan to leave, knowing in the back of your mind you might be matzer it, but you plan to leave it, Rashi called that kesher shakeyom, right? So you could have learned mistakenly so that's not called kesher shakayam. It's like Rashi, if you do that, so then you're having a case of a matter kesher shakayam, and we know that the din is the matter is totally in kosher. So Rashi has to stress that no, this is called a kesher shakayam. The mela, when you're matter, you're being matter kesher shakayam, and it's not a problem. It would be a problem job without kesher shakayam, right? So it's like Rashi, so you made this reshes, you didn't intend to take it out, because probably you won't necessarily take it out, but you know that sometimes they add their moisture and migareya, that's matzias, that doesn't take away the shame shakayam. So that's an important point in Rashi, the definition of shakayam, a kesher which you make, which you plan to leave, knowing that you might take it out, is not called any shakayam, that's called shakayam. Okay, now when they made those nets, the Tzarech Mishkan, they didn't have to make a net shakayam. I mean, so the purpose of making this net to go get your chalazim to use the Mishkan, they could have made it for one day. The whole purpose was use it for the Mishkan, for the chalazim, and afterwards, what do you? I don't know. Use it to hang on your house. And you didn't have to make a kesher shakayam. So but they did make a shakayam, as she says. But they didn't have to be tzavalech of the Mishkan. So can you learn a malacha from a case of the Mishkan which didn't have to be so? There was in the Urias Sagrashi, the Chutim over there was a kesher which was made mamish lilam. There's a problem in the Chutz of the Urias. They tied it to leave it there lilam. That's clear. Over here, Sufel Agrada, the Rishoshas were made to be Kishal Kayama. And now they came for the Mishkan and said, very nice, but I need extra rope. What am I going to do? You're a matter of kesher shakayam. If we're going and making the ksharim l'kafila, right? You can make it for today. You can make it. You didn't make it, but that should last forever. There's no need to do that. Elamai what? You had no intent to take it apart. So what's the status of that? So there's a Rashi in Sukkah and Daflam Gimel. You have the Maror Kamis, that Rashi? Rashi and Sukkah Lama Gimel?
No, we spoke about it.
Yeah. Right.
So what starting off with a hanukkah that having in mind to untie it not like that would make a difference. That really gets into that deal. That's then making a net is something that you don't untie.
I have no idea. The Bir Lochas point was that Derek Ireland is. I don't know what Derek Ireland is. I'm in the midboard. There's nobody making nets in the midboard. There's no nets made in the midboard, except for the purpose of the Mishkan for the Kolos. And after you finish making the Kolos, then you have no need for the nets.
That's you're making it something. The Gemara can make the assumption that a net is developed.
I understand, but the Birlof's case was there was a series of people doing it, and they did it for Derek, and you're entitled to have your own back. Right. But I'm declaring the Shaila. I want to know in the Chachamim in the Midbar who were making the Mishkan, they said, you know what? They said, we need some chalazim. We need a net. So they made a net. What was the plan afterwards? I don't know whether there's any other nets that they're comparing it to.
That it would depend on what the Midbar were doing. It wouldn't depend on what the Chachamim was making.
I don't know. That's not the Mirloch.
No.
Mirloch was that there's a Derech Oilam, and I'm personally.
What? Oilam's not
the. Say Fred the Belt. Say talking the Machin Oilam, Velk Oilam. Right. I don't know. I'm saying. But I'm being conveyed what was in the Mishkan. So I don't know. Rashi says they taka used nets which are made for lath. They're tishah shakayom. But there was no need badafka to do that. So from the Kutta Yerias, there badafka needed to make that way. So Rashi says if I want to have a makor for kosher that you need shakayom, Kutta Yerias is the much better makor. Now I get over here the Maisa they made it shakayom, and now I'm coming with Tzarech Mishkan and being matir. Oh, so you're being matir Kesher Shokayam. Okay, so I have this, I see that being matir was a Kesher Shokayam. But I'm going making them a Chathil for the purpose of the Mishkan. I don't know. It might be they made a Shokayam, but it wasn't need to make a Shokayam. So I'm just pointing that I don't know. And that's about only is the Bir Alof. But there's a Rashi when they're in Sukkah. I'm just suggesting. I don't know what's in the Midbar. How many people were making nets in the Midbar? Whether you judge it by the people making nets in Tunisia while they were in the Midbar, I don't know. I don't know whether that's. But there's no reason that the Dafka don't do it, except for this issue over here, right? So there's the Rashi over there in Sukkah. Rashi over there in Sukkah talks a case of the Kesher of the Agan of Alulav. You need Dafka, it should be a Kesher, which has a Din Kesher. Even though after Yom Tov is over, or after the case, well, it's not like even after the one day, the case was like that day is over, you can undo it. We have no plans to undo it. So you're making Kesher, which you need to be here for now, with no intent to undo. So Rashi calls it a Kesher Shokiyom. So you don't need Badafka, Kabana, I need it Loilam, as long as you don't have intent to make it not Loilam. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. So the Velt quotes this Rashi, the Riyashav over there in Ha'oris, in Sukkah, and Tzitz Eliezer in the Tshuva. Tzitz Eliezer was discussing a case of the Shaila was, is it called Boina? If you had a hypodermic, the hypodermic was made out of two pieces. You have the plunger and you have the needle. So you would take it, put the two together, inject, and then throw it away as is. Is that called you're making something which is going to last? You're just using it temporary usage. It's not called boina because it lasts for 10 seconds and you throw it away. You're not taking it apart. So it's as it says, you see from this Rashi, that's called it's you're making a loilam. So that's a binyan kosher. You're making something last forever. Rabbi Yashiv said it's. He also discussed a case closer to home, literally, right? So you have your garbage bag and you want to take your garbage bag out to the garbage. So you tie it up so to stay, it shouldn't fall out, right? You throw it into the garbage bag. What's in the garbage can outside? I couldn't care less whether it stays tied or untied. I have no intent to untie it. So my goal is to tie it to last for the 1 minute from my garbage can inside of my house out to the dump or whatever. After that, I couldn't care less what happens to it. I have no intent to untie it. It says, you see from this Rashi, that's called a Kesher Shokayom. It's also a Lulav job. Rishlomo Zalman, interesting, in Shir Shabbos Gilchos, he brings the same Raya from this Rashi over there in Sukkah. In the Hesophis, later on, he came back, he changed his mind. It's not a Raya from the Rashi, and that's not Takanak called Shokayom. Okay, we'll get to the halacha part, we'll talk about that. But I think it's interesting to look over here in the case of the Rashi's calling a Reshes. It's by definition shakayama. So, my point being, it's irrelevant. As long as there wasn't a plan on, hey, I'm doing it, that's called shakayama. Fine. Next step in the thought process. So I have this very delicious sefer called Mishnas HaShabbos from Rav Garbois. So over here on the studio on the $9. So he brings three studim to Mazra why you need Shekesh Shokayam. So one side he brings is the regular din Malachim HaShabbos, and it's a din in all Malachas. He gets involved in the Shalom Binyan Lashaw. That issue. Compares it to Binyan Lashaw. One, it's a din in Kesher, which is a din in Kesher and Kol Tarkulot. So the Gael Gabi Kesher Shal Tvilin. Now the Nes is supposed to do the Kesher Shal Tvilin. There's a Ramah in Hillel's Klayim, which handles a Kesher Shem Shal Kiyama of the Gabi Klayim. Is it called a Kesher or not a Kesher of the Gabi Hillel's Klayim? So it's not Dafra Shabbos. It's not a din in Shabbos. It's a din in Kesher. And the third side, it's a din in Kesher on Shabbos. Right? It's not a din in Kesher called Kesher Kol Tarkulot. It's called a Kesher, even though it's a Shakyam, it's called a Kesher today. The Gabi Malachas Machshavis, you don't need Dafka. This is not Yenadin of being Miskai. Pooked by Kosher on Shabbos, we have a Shiloh what the status is. The Mishnah on Kuf over there in Kuf Aleph of Abay says that you need Shakayam. That's first of all, Rashi over there does not learn like that. But even the Rambam, who the Magen Mishnah says learns like that, and that's a din. He learns from there to Tzeveya. The Magen Mishnah says that's talking about something which intrinsically doesn't last, like the Morris Kasher by Teufel. But something which intrinsically will last, the fact you have intent. It's a person that saw it on Shabbos with the plan to release it afterwards. So, this can't solve because you plan to leave it afterwards. No, it's sod with a plan to leave it afterwards. All right. All of a sudden, I get to tzav. You need tzav miskayim. So that's a mishnah. You need tzav. Just after you need tzav, which is miskayim. That's almost something which the tzav will last. Avikdrakim, it doesn't last. The wind blows it away. People step on it, etc. That's it. It doesn't last. I write a tzav which can last forever. I plan to raise him on Tishabes. Who says that? Who said kaisel manas limchay? Because that's not called kaisel. That's that's the discussion over there in Shemesh. That's a kiddush. That's felt melechem hashabes. So that's the machloekus in the Yerushalmi itself, whether Binyan Lashaw is chayv or not. Whether Mishabura learns the Rambam that the definition of Miskayim is the last for Shabbos. So the fact you have intent to take it away after Shabbos, it's not a concern in any Miskayim. So for sure you're going to have to learn this din over here, which we're discussing, is not the regular din of Miskayim. That's talking about physical Metzias. It doesn't last. And as long as it lasts for Shabbos, that's enough to be Chayv, according to the Rambam. It's a Kalba Karmer, which physically can last, and you have a tenth. So this can't be that regular din. According, it must be a special din either in Kosher or Kosher and Shabbos. But let's say you learn it's that Sugya, that's the Sugya in the Yerushalmi of Binyan Lashaw. The Yerushalmi has two mandarim whether Binyan Lashaw is Chayv or not. And the then there's a fascinating discussion what the Bavli holds. The Chazam Sofer says the Bavli holds, it says, the Gemara over here says the Dover Poshet by the Mishkan, the taking up and putting down the Mishkan was called Amanas Lahat. It wasn't Loilam. That being said, the Gemara before in the Sugya and Lamed Aleph by Boina, the Gemara doesn't ask anything about by Boina that it's Amanas, that's not, it's Lashaw. The Morse over here calls it Lashaw, the Gabi Kosher. The Morse over here by Boina doesn't seem to be bothered by it. The Morse only asks, according to the Biosi, that you need search Amanas, leave the Smim Kaimai. It's not Amanas, leave the Smim Kaimai. That's the only Kasha the Morse asks. The Morse doesn't say, I have more basic Kasha. The Binyan wasn't, it was Amanas Lister. Right? The Morse doesn't ask that. The Morse asks the Kasha over here, the Kasha is Amanas Lahat. So vice versa, that the over here, the Morse seems to be saying that the Gabi Baina, we have no problem. The fact that it's Lashaw. Baina Lashaw is Chayiv. I'm sorry, the Arsamaya brings the Raya from this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't ask it. It means the more that this Gemara holds that Baina Lashaw is Chayiv. But by Kosher, not. So Kosher, by Sechosher, is a different thing. The Bible's sheet is that Barna Lashaw is Chayiv. It's something which intrinsically could last. Just you plan to take it apart. Who cares? Opinion it is. Kosher, we have an issue. So what's unique about kosher? So the Avnei Nezer comes along and says that this is in all kshorim. In all types of kshorim, we have that this is an issue. It's an issue. The Gabi Tfillin. So he's Mechadish, the way he cashmans out. So if a person has Tfillin, which I borrow from somebody and I adjust the knot, so it's not a kasher, which is not shakyam, it's not called a kasher. I borrow and adjust the knot, that knot will be undone when I give it back to the owner, because he's going to put it back to his size. So my kasher is not shakyam. Samela, it's not a good kasher, so I wasn't yet to fill it. It's a very important point. Mitzvah lefarsim, he says, because you partially have a shayla, your mom is not going to be yet to fill it. So Shlomo Zalman in a tshuva in Hilchos Tefillin wants to disagree with that. Not totally. He says, so what's talking about pshat that by kosher there's a unique issue? There's a unique issue of that you need shakayama more than by other malachas. So Yesh Lodin is the Machayev the Kesher, or is it the Chibur which the Kesher creates? So he is understanding that the Machayev is not the Kesher, but it's the Chibur which the Kesher creates. The diuk, one of the diukim is a Magen Avraham, which talks about being menatik the chut. He says that you can't be menatik the chut. Now it doesn't say you can't be menatik the knot, so you can't be menatik the chut. So if the mechayev is the knot, like what's the problem in menatik the chut? If the problem is the chibur, so being menatik the chut is a problem. You have that aura, you see. But so vice versa, that the malacha is not the knot, the malacha is the chibur. Now, to stem it with the din of the smog and making a knot at the end of the is a question. I'm not going to answer that. I saw what? Maybe it's both is one possibility. One suggestion they said over there. There is I saw the Ramis and Karel has this aura. And they quote the Mishnah quotes that he had a teretz. I didn't look at the teretz inside, but if the teretz has quote, I have no idea what he's talking about. It says you be macabre, the two parts of the knot, the rope together. I don't know what the words mean. What does that mean? But he says it's only true if it's applied, if it's something which is a twined thread. It's a monofilament that wouldn't be true. A fascinating point. In other words, in every rope, there's many fibers, and you ply it many. It's 3-ply, 4-ply, 10-ply, whatever it is, right? When you knot it, those are held together better. So the same way the Rambam says posel chavolim is it's a told of kosher. So tying a knot is a better. It's also a form of kosher on that thing. But it's a monofilament. He says then you talk about mikai. It's talking about a kshira because you're not really doing anything. If the fiber is I did mechaber something. Can I be mechaber anything? Okay, I mean, in the halachi in the kabbal, in the din yesh tshuva, I don't know.
Wait, and if Shlomo Zalman, if he wants to say it's a keeper, what? How is it different than the halacha of Kipper? It's not limited to also.
Right. So. Ramosha handles what's the missing type for and kosher. Let me hold that for a second. So he says, so Chazal, there's no psukim for this. This is all svar, right? The more is saying that kesher shakiyama is can't be chayiv. Saying if the yisod is a chibur which beetzim both things say distinct and separate, that you get a chashivas of a chibur is only true if it lasts forever. If you put the kavanas to put it, it should remain loyalim. That's taka chibur, which makes it's called a chibur. But if mineu bay in the chibur, there's an intent to take it apart. That's felt in the shame chibur. Could be in a case where you're mechabrit, like Boina also is a din keeper, like the Rambam says, Boina is putting pieces together. But over there, the act of putting it together, you create a new tzuras hadavar, clearly. Right? So that, the fact that you intended, doesn't undermine the shame keeper. So Teufer, where I sew pieces together, and I have many times, not always, but most times I'll have like a new tzuras hadavar. So that's taka Hebrew, even without the fact that it's loyalim. But by kosher, where the two things remain distinct, and all you have is a knot holding it together, he says that you need the Hebrew shir loyalim to have it in Hebrew. He said, but if the Torah called it a Hebrew, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not saying that it's not shaykh a shame kesher with a din Hebrew, or a shame kesher with that, not the fact that it's loyalim. I'm saying the gabi melecha Shabbos. So comes along the Gos Mordechai. He says that. Mordechai says the place where the Torah called it a knot, so it has a shame knot, so Yochai ben Shabbos. So Shabbos Zalman says, the answer the Prima Gadam's Kasha, why can't you make sitzes on Shabbos with intent to be more, says the halacha says you can't make it, the beggar doesn't have sitzes, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos because there's a mitzvah say to put sitzes in, which you can't do on Shabbos, you're an onus. There's no issue to wear a bag of dollar four counters without tzitzis. It's a mitzvah to say to put tzitzis in. So on Shabbos, the halacha is you send your dollar. A person sits his tear on Shabbos. You let him wear the bag. You can't go outside. You can probably saw on the tzitzis because you're planning to fix them. So maybe they're not bolted to the bag. They could not be a Shabbos bag, but they're chashuv because you plan to use them. So you're carrying tzitzis the whole week. Normally they're bolted to the bag because they're a Shabbos bag. They're not being a Shabbos bag, but you want them. So it's like carrying something. But so leave me out of it, right? But are you allowed to wear the baggit? So lachos, you're allowed to wear the baggit. Why? Because you're not being bought on the mitzvah. There's no issur to wear. There's a mitzvah to put in tzitzis. I can't put in tzitzis on Shabbos. So he says, why not? Put al manas the lahatar mochi Shabbos. It's rimur gadim's kash. So it'll be kash al manas lahatar. So it's mimutar. So Mishaburus on that answers his kash by saying since the derech ha'olam always makes tzitzis, it lasts forever. But he says according to this, but over here the din is you need a kasher. So you're making kasher which you want, which the Torah calls a kasher. So it's a kasher. So the fact that you're planning the matzah is irrelevant. It's not be'etzim, the fact that the matzah is a problem. It's felt in the accomplishment of kasher when it's not a chibur to loyalim because need that chashivas. But the Torah called it a kasher. It's a kasher. So I'll be filling it's a kasher. So right now what I'm wearing is a kasher. The fact that I plan the matzah doesn't take away from that. That's what Shlomo Zalman goes with. I mean, even more, if you learn that the malach on Shabbos is the chibur, so I tell them the point is not the chibur, the point is the kasher. And by tzitzis also could be the point is the kasher. So then that'll raise a new question. So, is you know, that's me'ain the smog more than it's me'ain the normal case. Yeah.
According to me, that's right. If you hold that a nevi is not a kasher, but you still believe in the ilam, so it's a good chibur.
So now, if I make a chibur with clips, I put two clips on the outside and I plan to leave it there. You know, it's my thesis. You know, mamish, and I clip it together with not with staples, you know, but one of these binder clips. And I'm gonna leave it there forever. But it's not a chibur. That's not the chibur the Torah was talking about. It's holding it together. But the Chazal touched up. I mean, not like a Yehuda, but the Chacham said Aniba is not. It's not a chibur.
It's not a kasher, but even though it's also not a chibur.
Right. That's what he's have to be saying. According to this, it's not a chibur. You have to start handling the shailas, which you know I'm not ready to do yet. So in Hilchos Tumah and Tahara. So there's you know there's a sugya over there. I mean, the kasher with the sugya over there in Memches. So I tie begotten together, and so the more it talks about tying begotten together, so I touch one as in tumah plat, and then mechuber, all of them come tamei. Is considered a chibur or not? So you have to handle the shalif. You tie it together with the bow. Does the shalif? I don't know. I don't remember any mishnah which talks about if you tie it with a bow that it doesn't have it in tumah. I don't know, but I can't tell you one way or the other. But
some is amish tells it suit a little.
No, he doesn't sell to Zalula, but then Lakura, that Rashi by Lulav is not a right to the case, other cases. Because by Lulav, if you hold Lulav Tzarech Agad, So again, that's a chashivas of Torah. The Torah gave him, gave it a din aga. That's specifically din and lulav. That's like tefillin and like tzitzis. It's not a sushtel because I happen to want my garbage bag. The fact that I planned that. So, okay. It doesn't say the Hagdasha. Apparently, it says that you're going to leave it.
Why does he even make that Hagdasha? If the Varna has anything to do with the
Lulu Turk, I guess,
then.
That's a good horror. I'm not sure. It's a good horror. Okay, now. Getting back to this Rashi, so Rashi says, by the case over here of Rosh Hashanah, so you know in the back of your mind that you might undo them, but you have no specific intent to undo them. So Rashi says, that's called Kesher Shel Kayom. I'll say it really yeshivish. Okay. Right. Are we starting with what's the default position? Is every kasher betzim a kasher, but the fact you plan on do it makes it not a kasher? Or the kasher not a kasher until, or not a kibur or whatever, until you bedafka have content that it should be their bedafka loyalim? The nafkin is these cases. Right? I'm making it with plans to be the bedafka. I know I might undo it. Right? Well, I can't say I have a positive intent. I bedafka want to leave it there because I know I might undo it. But I don't plan to undo it. That's Rashi calls that a kasher. I mean, Rashi says I'm nachis to the fact which the sugya starts off with. The Morris kasher, first kasher, I says is based on the Mishnah. It's not because Etzim is not shy after the dinner of a kasher shal kayom. They have a dinner of a kasher, but the Mishnah says not. So you give me makor, which the Torah doesn't understand with the Mishnah. The Morris kasher was it can't be a kasher. The Morris kasher really could be a kasher, but that's not what we're mechayit. So Rashi says even Maskanas of Gemara, unless there's a positive intent to remove it, it's called a kasher. Okay, the Prima Gadim clears the Shaila all the way around. Where was it? I'm not going to find it right now. It's on this mug in a room over here. The mug in a room at the end of the simon talks about a case of kesher, which pumim nimlach umavat lo ilaylam. Obviously, it's killed us. Yes, lo hoyso amanas lo niyachshom. So he says, "Beisheres b'shem the call boy." So it's a person might decide to leave it there, but right now that's not his plan. So now the point of the Mugger Rum is that it's osir. That's not called osir lahatir. You need it should be osir lahatir, even though you planned the imatir. But since it's possible you're going to be nimlach, that. It's not called osil hatir, and it's not going to be mutter, right? Now, so come to Prima Gadim over here on this piece. He said, "In the Sichus of Shabbos in Eishel from Sukkot and Chof." V'chitei meyikshal manas lahatim motzi Shabbos miyat. Yeshemar kamosh yikosim magen of Ramach Hagav Hashem akol boy. Imimach lepamim avat leoser. Al bishadak leniyachsham. Mi yeshemar osa lein chiyav katz shadayt leshal leniyachsham la'olam. Okay, so it sounds like he's not sure whether you're chayiv in this case or not. Rama says osir, does he mean osir b'potzer, or does he mean it's chayiv? So he has a time to say that case is called chayiv. He's not sure. So he's clearing it out that a kesher which you're planning you're making tzitzis and you're planning to undo a Motzei Shabbos. But it's possible you might be nimlach and said, you know, leaving the Issur Shabbos alone. Yeah, why not? Yeah, might as well leave it there. So that potential plan to be nimlach is enough to be mechayev you. So Chari, he's clearing the tzad is that batsim a kasher is a kasher, and the tur hatara is when there's a vada intent that your mom is going to dafka remove it, makes it not chayev. Otherwise, you're going to be chayev. So I'm not sure. He says maybe in this case, since it's possible, you might leave it there. It's enough to be mechayev you. So it's not the guy b'dinim alechas machshevis. I don't need intent to leave. Because over here, I don't have intent to leave. It's not the machshava of the person. I'm not planning. I'm planning to undo it. But since the nature of the mitzvah is that I might decide to leave it there, so it's not oimid lahatir. So it's not oimid lahatir. That's a kesher of the Taras Machayev. That's what he's mesupik. Be clear, such as that. So I just want to say, you know, Jacob and I were talking about this. I think this, you know, Lakuna Jacob, he said, and not as interesting thing. The not batsim has in it the intrinsic ability to be undone. That's the mile of a not. There are many times where you could use other types of Hebrew. You don't use other types of Hebrew, you use a not because you want to have the option of untying it. I could sew it together. I don't want to sew it together. I want to make a knot because that's why I can untie it. So a kesher brings with it potentially its undoing, literally, you know, both halachically and mitzius. So pulled by kesher, we're handling a new mitzius. I can't say, listen, you know, you build, you know, every building you couldn't do. That's true, but I can't say that intrinsic in the fact that you chose to build and not something else. You want to have an option on doing it. You might say that we have the cigarette there, putting the brick on without tit. You know, derech is the top row. You don't put tit on. But that's not your kavanah, not putting a tit. It's a waste of tit to put on. Let's say a guy would build a business. You know, I'm not sure I want to leave this here forever. I'm not going to make it a way that it's removable. That's a new nakuda. Right. So that's main what we're grappling with over here, and that's a unique malacha in all the malachas. If I have to write with pencils opposed to pens, so I'd be able to erase it afterwards. Maybe that's main such a matzias. So I'm a doctor leaving open the option of removing it. But that's soon fell. You happen to use pencil. I'm saying, but batsim, every kosher batsim has this lakud in it. So over here we're bringing mechadish pulled by kosher. You need I don't know. What are you doing? Are you doing a kosher which the function is keeper? Are you doing a kosher which your goal is badafka to leave the option of removing it? That's why you chose kosher. So which one is it? So if I say if it's lo'olam, I know what you're doing. So I need an intent badafka lo'olam. And that's what's unique about kosher. Now, but I kept my tefillin. I mean, the Torah told me I made a kosher. Of course it's a kosher. I'm not saying, oh, I made a kosher because I want to be able to option. It's irrelevant. That sugya becomes irrelevant when you're discussing those things. But when I'm personally making a decision of how to accomplish something and I choose to tie my shoes, why don't I sew my shoes together? Because I want to take my shoes off. That's obvious. So I mean, right, you're not chai. Came along and said, you know what, the people's mind, it's there for a long enough time, it gets confusing, you know what, don't do that. Okay. But we're seeing here in Rashi, and the people was clearing this out, that he's saying not like that. He's saying that you're putting it there knowing you might undo it, but you have no positive intent to undo it. That's enough to be chayav also. So I think, you know, that's this diyum, that we look at kosher as a unique, because of this intrinsic option of removing it. So kosher is unique, and therefore you need badafka intent to leave. Kosher, the maisa, it's a very functional, usable thing. It's an uman, you know, especially when you need maisa uman. It's a dover, right? So it's enough to chayiv. I don't need more than that. So I don't have a cash on the Mishkan that didn't should be chayiv. I'll take it one step further. It hit me this like real ball about the Shohara. We learned all the malachas from the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan there were two ksharim. There was a kasher that you made every time, which is takamanas lahatir of the Yesedis, and there's a kasher in the Urias which lasted forever. So how do Chazal know that this one is chayv and this one is potter? You tell me, listen, the only kasher you ever found was a kasher in the Mishkan which lasts forever. Okay, but you tell me, you name better in the Gemara, there was a kasher in the Mishkan which did not last forever, but you're not chayv for that. Clear. I mean, Chazal are coming along and saying that Chach is in the Mishkan, but that's not that one you're not chayv for. We don't have any other malacha like that. You know, you can. We take the case of the words in the Mishkan. You know, swear here. There's a case of the Mishkan which Chazal are ignoring Badavka and saying that's not the case which is chayv. How does Chazal know that? So you have to say something that the Torah kosher is a unique malacha, different than all of the malachas, because minei ubeid is something. There's a problem in it. So it can't be. So it gets involved in the gears of the Tosfos over there in Baba Kama, the base of an aleph. The more it says what if it finds an av one shot in the gears and Tosfos, it has to be in the Mishkan. It has to be kosher. Tosfos and Alman Aleph quotes it also a little bit. So you have a case in the Mishkan which the Tosfos doesn't quote this case. You know. That you can you have something in the Mishkan which you know was in the Mishkan, but it wasn't Chashav, there was not enough. The answer is it was like Rangel, yeah, I got a case. Farish Gemara, I got a case. I'm an Aslahatir, which the Mor says is Potter. It's Gornish, it's Midrash, it's Mutar Mutter, even though it was in the Mishkan. Right? So it has to be that there's something extraordinary about the Malach of Kosher, which you know, otherwise, what's shot in the Gemara? So that, you know, so and I'm saying Pasha not like the Chor Rashi were not like me. I'm just saying it as an aura. Right? Rashi says the fact that you might be, you know, that even though you know you might take it apart, it doesn't bother me. Since the plan right now is to leave it. And Pasha, the way I'm saying, the swor would be Mekai that case should not be kosher. You need a Badafka intent to Badafka to leave it, because otherwise, kosher is a unique situation. Fine. One last point. So there's a case over here, the case of the Matirin Beis Tzavar in Sif Gimel from the Kesher Shara Kovis. So the Levush says, the Taz says the case was if you planned on doing B'yayimah. Otherwise, it's what the Levush says, no, that even if it wasn't B'yayimah. So I give it to the Kovis and he does it on Monday. I pick it up right before Shabbos, I can do it on Shabbos. I sat for 4 days. Mutter. So Shlomo Zalman says, if the nature of the usage, Shlomo Zalman's nusach is, if the nature of the usage is, as soon as you get it, you undo it. So what was by him is irrelevant, because he made it with intent to give it to me, and I'm going to do it right away. Because that's what you do. Because I can't use it without it, so I'm going to do it right away. So it's a knot, which its hatorah is intrinsic in the knot. That's quite, it's not called shakiyam at all, and therefore it's mutter even rabban. It's mutter gomer. It's not a kesher shakiyam at all. It lasts for a long time until I get it. Doesn't bother me. He says in taker handles if taker lasts a real long time. What's the halacha? By band-aids. Right? So the company makes band-aids and they sit in the storage house for months and months and months. And I get it and I use the band-aid. So is that called, you know, they're not planning to do it. They're planning to let it sit for a long time. So in Parak Lamed Hey, he says that's a problem. We assume that Teufel, that the problem with this Korean Teufel, right? Taking off the tabs is Korea. So, but assuming like the Ramal that Teufel has the same heter as Kosher and Matir, Teufel for a karei have the same heter, but it's also the heter, it's mutter. She says maybe it's mutter because when you get it, you plan to take it off. That's how you use it. Right? She says since it's sit for a long time, it's a problem. Pashut the chilkin two cases is more pashut. Over here, as soon as I get it from the karei, I take it away immediately. I remove it. So mitzad, the person who's going to mishtamish with it, the nature is to remove it immediately. But the case of the Band-Aid, I buy a Band-Aid, I put it on my shelf. When I need it, I use it. So I'm going to leave it for some time, and I'm taking it apart for some time. So that's not also lahatir. But over here, the nature is immediately to remove it. So that's called kesher shenah shal kayama klal, because the person who's using it, mitzad him, it's not shal kayama. That's the chur is the chiluk, but this opens up again. Here's down the rabbanon level, but if the whole nature of a kesher is to make it ois kesher, since kesher, that's the whole maila of making, you know, a kesher is that you can undo it and get rid of it. So this, even though it's going to sit for sometimes at the lavush, I don't care. But it's not a kesher shakiyam b'klal, because it's the whole point is as soon as you get it, it's to get rid of it. I think that's right there along these lines of the sora. So Rav Nissim Karel, they saw, this is Alta Torah. Right? So now I see the Rosh Hashanah, they bring Rav Nissim Karel, he says the chilek, almost the same word. He says over here, you cannot wear it without taking out the kesher. So the kesher, the purpose of the kesher is to wash it, to be able to wear it. And as soon as you get it, you must remove it because you can't wear it without removing the kesher. So it's a stira. The kesher is a stira to the goal. So male is not a kesher, so you can remove it.